everybody. I'm Dr. Breich, and welcome to our Veterans Health Forum, our weekly webinars dedicated to the health and wellness of our veterans. With me today in our transatlantic studio is our friend and colleague, Dr. Kostek Marko. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Florian. I'm very well, thank you. Hello to all listeners.
All right, so today in our podcast lines, we plan to have a couple of discussions, a thematic, which goes around the creation of our VRP team, the Veterans Rehabilitation Program team, how to spread the idea over the entire continent, all over the U.S. for veterans. And we might not go through all the points what we have proposed for today, but we hope that you'll join us in the future, and we will cover as many points as we can. A couple of interesting points in here would be, why do we want our veterans to know about the Balneo Medical Program? Then the one of the facts is that the veterans are spread all over the nation in smaller communities, in bigger communities. How do we reach them? The other point will be, what's the importance of the Veteran Health Forum? And naturally, we're going to go for podcast. One important point is how to train our team leaders into understanding the program, into finding the possibilities of educating, of promoting, incorporating all the team members into the team. And basically, the question will always going to be, why do we need a nationwide team?
Yeah. I believe these are very important points. I believe this is something new on American market. On the other side, we know the results of neurology in Europe for a long period. These are the products which are now, I would say, very trendy, where a lot of public people are doing for prevention. Here in Slovenia, it's very popular. The spas which are offering such products are creating and contributing 30-35% of GDP and all tourism in Slovenia. I believe that it's very similar also to the rest of the Europe, especially in these countries like Switzerland, Germany, France, Austria, where the balneology is also the most developed kind of initiative. So once again, I hope, and also we hope, that this could be interesting discussion for the people who may decide later on to use these opportunities.
Yeah, and I think that the idea that the general tourism will go into a complete metamorphosis from the old-fashioned way into the medical traveling, into the wellness. We want to call it the wellness travel, more than medical travel, wellness, because you don't have to be sick in order to or have an illness, an affliction, to enjoy the program. You can very well be, as Professor Resch says, another colleague of ours from Germany, he would say, well, what about people who believe they are healthy? They would like to enjoy their health and continue being healthy and do whatever they can to promote that. So the future will be, when I take a week vacation, 2 weeks vacation and so forth, why don't I invest that time and my money, my time, my energy into going into a tourism direction which benefits my health and
Absolutely.
My family's health.
So absolutely.
I would go and start with the first point of discussion today, and I would say, what is our goal? And we pretty much in the past, I mean, we talk about those things since 12 years, I believe, now together. At this present time in the development of VRP, I think that we can go down and consider that we actually have two main goals. Goal number one, to have every single veteran in America know what balneology can do for him and his family, to understand that there is another possibility out there which is not available presently in the United States and will probably not going to be in the future. And the second goal, well, the second goal is after you know that it's available and you decided that you will participate into the program, well, obviously our second goal will be to have as many veterans taking advantage of the program, going to the program, return from to the program yearly or biannually if possible, and meanwhile coming back and change a little bit what they are doing. We don't want to call it a lifestyle change. No, we are saying just adapt it, learn something what you did in the European spas, and when you come back, you can again copy whatever is possible for you. So in other words, you are restructuring your entire view of your own health.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, this is so-called prevention rather than cure. Basically means that you do something for your health whilst you are fit, but maybe exhausted or looking for new challenges in a way, as you said, not dramatic. We are talking about small things, which of course could improve your immune system, your way of diet or you know, physical movement, physical exercising, and etc. Because all this is part of the composition of the program. Enjoying local community, local products, enjoying local gastronomy. All this is composed in a product which we called wellness, basically.
Right. Right. And then coming back to the first goal, all veterans in America should know about the program. So that's the reason why we created this section of our podcasting, the section which we are doing now together between me and you, Marco, is because obviously you have a vast experience into motivating students from the university and explaining to them, you know, the key points in the future in their careers and so on. So this is the same thing what we will be trying to do with everybody who will be enrolled into our team VRP. So the goal is every American veteran should know about the VRP. We are not saying you must go or you should go. No, we don't even go there. We are saying you should know that such a thing exists, because only when you know, you can take a proper decision. Because right now, nobody in America knows what balneology is.
Mm. Well, okay? I assume this is probably really not widespread information. And as you said, we are working on this initiative for quite a long period, and I think it's really now time to spread it all over and to all possible channels. And this is one of the channels which we
will
use.
Right. And actually, we're going directly into the same trend what Bobby Kennedy is now our future health department head. I mean, the Secretary of Health in America is saying that what actually on the campaign, he was saying that in the last 60 years, referring to his lifetime, America never spent a dime to prevent chronic disease. We are spending $3 trillion a year in trying to help the chronic disease population to continue living with their conditions, but we're not doing anything to prevent. Well, balneo medicine is exactly what it is. It's keeping the wellness going, preventing chronic disease of taking over. And that is so important that the veterans find out about this this magnificent thing. Because once they know that such a thing exists, they can go and look up in Google different things, Dr. Google, as we call it, right? Talk to the expert, to the doctors. Obviously, the doctors in America will not know too much about that. We will come and talk about that too, because we are planning to develop also a postgraduate program for our American doctors. But anyway, excuse me, talk to them and then decide for themselves if it's good for them to go. What about their families? Inform your friends in your community, in your veteran community. Let them know, look, this is what I found out. There's a podcast going on. Why don't you tune in and see what the discussions are going on that? Because it will always gonna be all about health and wellness in connection with balneology.
Yeah, I believe that we want to build kind of network between, let's say, people who would be keen to explore and spread this idea, this information also. And as you said, this is not just for the veterans. It is for the families, for the group of people, friends, who could come and who could accommodate on one side the treatments, which are absolutely to the point and tailor-made for the one who would decide. In the meantime, the rest of the family could enjoy the as I said, local destination, local life, local people, and it is actually a combination of both treatment and leisure. And I think all in spirit of improving your health condition, this I believe is something which could be also interesting for the American market.
And you just made a point, and that's important. Just because we are talking about a veterans program, it doesn't mean at all that the non-veterans, the civilian population, is excluded. Just the opposite. The reason why we started to promote it into the veteran community is because the veteran health crisis is extraordinary. It's particularly after the pandemic, it was a mass problem, and statistics are showing that the veteran community is by far more plagued by every other aspect of deterioration in the structure, in the situation of the health than the civilian population. That's number one. Number two, which we can talk later on about the VRP, is because it was, from the historical point of view, it was originated very long time ago, 100 years ago, in the Austrian army, where my grand uncle was a high ranking officer, and they tried to do a multinational program for the veterans in at the end of the World War I. So that's also a historical issue. But we started with the veterans because they are most in need. Okay.
Absolutely.
Now, if we are roughly talking about the population, let's just say, normally we would say 20 million veterans are there, more or less. Statistics are not always agreeing upon the number of the veterans. It's very funny because we should know by heart how many veterans we have. But I would say this, considering that each veteran or majority of them will be married, you can double that number, whatever the number is. And if they have a kid or two, now you can possibly conventionally triple the number. So in other words, when a veteran, as you said, that was very important, balneo medicine treatment or cure, it's a social event. Normally you'll go on a cure with your family or with some friends, somebody, some people in your veteran community. because it's a collective experience, okay? And that's exactly the point of the core. We can talk in the future also historically about how the idea of core developed from the old Roman and Greek going to basis and taking care of your health, and then how in the 19th and 20th century that was developed into a high class cultural event. That's also very important about it, to figure out how we are connected in what we are doing with the past. We are not just here appearing out of the fog. We are very deeply connected to the past, medically speaking, scientifically speaking, historically speaking, social speaking, from in all directions. But yeah.
Yeah, that's very important point, Florian. Thank you. I think that people should understand that this is both physical and spiritual treatments, basically giving you chance also to just maybe lie in the quiet and think about your things during massage or certain treatments. Or then on the other hand, walking in the forest nearby together with a group of people, experiencing each other lives, and I would say stories. For instance, in our situation, there is a lot of business people who are super active and busy, and they want just to get out of the everyday routine by going and experiencing such treatment. So there are all kinds and possibilities. At the end of the day, all treatment is prepared on very high professional level. So everybody will be somehow given the tailor-made program, which really suits to his best and optimal physical and mental conditions. So all these elements are before the treatment evaluated, assessed, and then, as I said, tailor-made program would be prepared. And I think this is absolutely done to individuals as well as small groups. I don't know at the moment the capacity, because this will start probably in Germany. But I think that the size of the groups could go from actually one individual up to, 20, 25, 30 people. Depends, of course, of the interest. And that all means that you are not in a big number of people, but you are treated as an individual and with personal care and attention.
Yeah, absolutely. We are moving completely away from the mass everything, mass tourism, mass treatment, mass management, mass everything, because it just proved during the pandemic, before the pandemic, and naturally after the pandemic, as absolutely catastrophic. So in particularly when we are referring everything to health and wellness, mass congregation of participants, it's absolutely counterproductive. Okay, so if I might go back on another issue here. Okay, so who are the candidates? What is the type of a person we would like to have interested, getting participating with us and be part of the team VRP? What is the character of that person? What is the qualities of that person? Who would be the ideal, the prototype of member into the team VRP? That would be my next question for the audience. If you are there, if you are listening to what we are saying and so on, is it something for you? It's something what you could be interested into. So, by the way, if you guys listening, if you have any questions, any references to anything while we are talking, any future need for information, just all the time, send us a note. send us an email. You will have the email delivered into the podcast, so you can contact us all the time. And we will be very happy to have an interaction with our audience. Am I right, Marco?
Absolutely. Well, to my understanding, I would suggest that age doesn't matter.
Yes.
Absolutely, all age groups would be welcome and I would say interesting. I think that first of all, there is kind of motivation that you really want to do something for yourself and maybe for your family. So kind of understanding what biology could offer you. And if you find then the interest, tune in. There'll be a sequence of the program through which you will find more information. And if then this triggers you, then I think you are on the right way to join the party and the network.
Yeah. In other words, all veterans have their medical doctors and they have they are listed in their programs and so on. But the medicine today, with the exception of biomedicine, if we're not talking about it now because we don't have it in the USA, cannot be an answer to all the questions. So particularly when you say, well, I believe I'm healthy. My wellness, my well-being is not the best as it used to be. Is it a sign that I'm getting older? Or is it a sign that I went through the pandemic? I have patients, my own patients were saying, well, Doc, I used to have so much energy. Now I used to run, 2-3 miles every day. Now, alone by the fact that I'm thinking I want to go to run, I'm already unhappy. And if I go and start running after half of a mile, it's like, okay, that's enough for me today. And I certainly don't have the energy like I had before. So those are the type of wellness, if you want to call them problems or awarenesses, where you are not sick, but you feel like something is missing. And when you go to your doctor and you say, well, doc, this is how I feel, the doctor looks at you and say, well, your values are okay, but why don't you take a Xanax? Why don't you take a Prozac? Why don't you take something to change your mood or whatever? And that's pretty much what those people are confronted with. So, Marco, to come back to what you said, this is one of the characteristics of the team, of the members of the team, people who know that there could be something out there regarding their wellness and health, and they have no idea about it. So now this is something new, and they would like to dig deeper into that to get more information. Okay,
that's one
of the characteristics.
Yeah, yes. I would also say important is that they want to take time. They want to allocate certain amount of the time to focus on this, because you cannot do this by doing the rest of your everyday things in your life. And this may be the reason why are you under the stress, why your let's say energy is down, or what we all are experiencing this everyday situations. The treatment there are also in some cases, by my personal experiences, such that you would be asked to avoid mobile phone, to avoid internet for certain period of time at the beginning, because this somehow distract your attention with the treatments also. It may sound a little bit rude, but at the end of the day, I believe beside motivation, time is really needed, and all focus from the side of the person who decided to go for.
Yes, yes. As they say, take a minute to look inside.
Absolutely.
To discover what your body is trying to tell
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. And that's why I was saying we are talking about physical.
Yes.
And also spiritual, mental side of the story, where each of us could do much more than any doctor
right
or any pill. This is absolutely 100%. It is difficult to start, as you said. First 10 minutes, the beginning, maybe would be maximum. But then later on, you could jog for 20 minutes, half an hour, and in couple of weeks, you will want to go. You will not be able to not to go because you are jumping in and falling into this mood. And this is where balneology and treatment could help you.
Yeah, it's a very important point, Marco, because once such a person goes for the first time on the course and takes that two, three, four weeks program and discovers in a couple of days that this is a complete new world, it is no way that that person will not going to return.
Absolutely.
It's like something where you understand that it did fantastic to your health, to your body, to your mind, to everything, to your stress level, to everything. And once you try it, you'll go again.
Absolutely.
And that's exactly where the repetition, the repetitiveness of the core, of the biomedical core, comes in effect. Because
Absolutely.
The core in the past, in the 19th, in the 18th, 19th, 20th century, was once a year, you go back to your core place or core ort, as you call it in German.
Yeah.
So why would they go always to the same place? That was the whole question. There are so many other beautiful places you want to go. Why would you spend your vacation every year in that place? Because that place delivered to that patient or to that traveler, if you want to call it, the maximum of perceived advantage. Physical, mental, and health-wise.
Absolutely.
And there was also the company, the society, the group. That's why it's a social event, yes.
It becomes your second home.
Yes.
From my personal experience in Europe, I met a lot of European customers which comes twice, even three times a year, but at least once a year to repeat the program. Because by repeating, they somehow enhance the impact and the results of the treatment.
Yes. Second time when you go, you already expect what will happen, and you are very happy to recognize that the expectation is fulfilled. That is exactly what you remember from the first visit, and now you are back in there, and that's the same, and that's what you wanted to have, and it's like, okay, this is it. From now on, I'm coming all the time here. So the next quality of such a person, basically, we agree, I believe, that initially we would like to have as many veterans into the group, into our team VRP as possible. And the reason why I'm saying, and again, I'm not excluding any civilians, of course not. Why would you exclude a civilian who is probably married to a veteran, probably has a veteran kid, right? No veterans and so on, but he's a civilian. No, everybody's welcome. But the one of the qualities will be, if you are a veteran, you are connected already to your local veteran groups, your local veteran clubs, your local veteran activities. So in other words, you already have an audience.
Yep.
And now if you are starting learning something about the biomedical or rehabilitation program for the veterans, you have an immediate impact on the group where you are. So
you are...
that's a very rapidly spreading information. And remember, what's our goal? That in the record time, as soon as we can, that every veteran in America will find out of VRP. So if you are a veteran, if you are a member of any kind of group, or just have friends, people whom you know, in your community or in your telephone book, so to speak, in your calling list or emailing list, just let them know that you are now contemplating or going into the Veterans Rehabilitation Program supporting team, and for them to follow you. And the other thing we're going to be now, we can talk about the other thing, naturally would like to see to attract as many podcasters as we can. There are thousands upon thousands of veteran podcasters. I'll let you talk about that.
Absolutely. Well, I would say we would like to have ambassadors yes. of the program, people who would, after getting convinced themselves, also be in position to spread the message into the community, into their families, into their networks, into their groups. And by this, of course, helping to you know, become a kind of supporters of the initiative. We absolutely would also like, after the program will be started, to receive guests who will be talking about their personal experiences into the let's say European space where they will be treated. Because I think this is the best way and the best marketing, your personal positive experience. And I'm sure that after your treatments, you will absolutely, if not before, be the ambassador of this program. I think this is also what matters, because beside this program, and probably some information available on internet and social media, we don't want to go into some broad and huge marketing. But this is the way how we try to market the product. This is, I also believe, our challenge, so that help people who could help in this process.
Yeah, and to the podcasters listening to us and watching this episode, I mean, the message is very clear. We will be producing every second week another episode in our chain of veterans rehabilitation programs or of Veterans Health Forum series. And all those episodes you can tap in. If you are part of our VRP team, you can have those episodes taken over. You can reprogram them. We will give you the copyright authorization. In other words, you can republish them on your own podcast. You can invite us on your podcast to talk, to have interviews on your podcast, or you can be yourself a guest in our podcast and discuss all kind of possibilities of how to spread this information as diligent, as fast, and as efficient as possible to all the veterans in America. So that's a huge advantage, because you don't have to study materials to create episodes. We will prepare those episodes for you. We will be very happy to use your platform as a podcaster yourself to promote our podcast line on your own platform. Marco, as with before, every team member can be a tour organizer.
Absolutely.
In other words, yeah.
I think that during this program, we will provide also some guidelines in a way how to, you know, approach, let's say, potential interest people, how to organize them, how to motivate them, basically how to form kind of network. So I believe that it will be much easier and concrete for those who would maybe at the first point think, oh, how shall I do this? I will need this and that. So there'll be a lot of support provided. But yes, at the end of the day, this is important to be understood in the way that they need some self-motivation first.
Yes, and a tour group organizer will. So we are calculating precisely the group sizes and so on, but I would say a tour group organizer or manager will be in a very good position, because he will be going, so to speak, to his own core for free. In other words, as an organizer, as a manager, you will have the occasion once a year, twice a year, several times a year, if you want, to go with groups over there and those centers and have your program, you know, on no charge to you. So that it will be a huge incentive, particularly for a veteran who wants actively to participate and take advantage of all the possibilities of the Corps, of the Biomedical Corps. So, and then naturally the next level will be once you learn, when you get a lot of information, a lot of practical, knowledge, and you travel with your groups in there, and the groups can vary all the time, but basically once you go one time, you will repeat. So your group will be formed of similar people all the time. You can have different groups in there, but at the end of the day, for you later on to specialize yourself into wellness, we call it a transatlantic wellness management program. And we will be planning in the future an academic program just in that direction. Mm. So there will be also another for very motivated people. People would say, yes, I can develop a career out of this, and I can really start, not only helping my fellow veterans, because the idea is to help your veterans. That's the reason why we do this, is to let every veteran know that there is a cure for chronic disease. There is a cure for your multiple medical problems, which they might be under control at this moment with medicine, but you can get a better control using natural forces, using biomedicine, in addition to your pharmaceutical control. So for all those people, there would be a huge potential in the future. So a career as a manager in transatlantic wellness programs would be a phenomenal thing for many of such veterans, because some of them are retired.
Mm. I'm sure that this could be also an opportunity to start maybe a new business even. Although, as you said at the beginning, probably we are expecting some enthusiasm before everything starts to run. But right. But later on, this could be absolutely a good business opportunity. I'm also sure that after this short introduction, we open a lot of thinking and probably also a lot of questions.
Yes.
Because I believe that now we should also offer the opportunity for colleagues who would be interested to ask questions, to clarify things, and we will then be able to give you the more concrete and I would say tangible answers upon your interests. We can invite them to pose this, and then in the next program we try to address all this.
Right. Any question which will reach us in between will be addressed on the next episode, and we will be also working in the future to develop a situation where you can even post questions on the screen while we are having the program. We will try to keep the program no longer than 30 minutes or 45 minutes max. Probably we already way went over our allocated time at this moment, but I think that there will be interest, I hope, because we do need, from whatever we said before, the bottom line of our episodes, of our programs is that we want all the veterans in America to know of the phenomenal possibility of biomedicine. And we cannot achieve that if we do not go, as they call it, viral, all over in America, in all the podcasts we can be in. This is our goal right now. This is what we want to achieve, to be in a permanent on the air, letting all the veterans know what they can do for themselves, how they can help themselves, how they can talk intelligently with their doctors, how they can go and have something done what it was not possible before.
Mm. At the end of the day, how to do something for yourself, by
yes.
yourself.
Yes.
And without, let's say, pills, without any things which at the end of this, the day had always also the side effect. And this is, I believe, at least some challenging kind of opportunity, and for those who want to risk, but I believe it will be a nice risk. This creates a good opportunity.
I will take as a final here the occasion also to introduce to our audience the fact that our Veterans Health Forum will also have a medical part. What you are now listening into is our marketing. It's our formation of the VRP team. It's the consolidation of our marketing platform in the US, which is eminently important. Doesn't matter how good your product is, if the public doesn't know that you have it, how would they be interested into? So this is what we are doing, me and Dr. Koscheck, Marco here, that's what we are doing. But we will also have a more medical oriented part of the podcast with Professor Resch, and he's retired now, but he was the head of the German Biomedical Association for many, many years, and he is the ultimate personality in biomedicine in Europe. We will have him online. We will try to do also with him periodical episodes where medical questions can be discussed, depending of how far you want to go into presenting your medical case into a podcast, but questions, general questions, and so forth. So I want everybody to know that such a part of the podcast will also be available. Also, between me and Dr. Koscheck here, we are planning. It's in the process of planning, so don't ask us how long we're going to take, but it is in the process of planning to create an academic course of wellness marketing. Mm. So that is a unique discipline which does not exist yet, and it will be based on our VRP program.
Yeah, and based on the experience of European, let's say, balneology, which has more than 500 long tradition and more, basically.
Yes. So last time when I had something written about that, and I said that we are based our present experience on the 150 years of balneology. Professor Resch corrected me right away and changed the 150 years into 300.
Yeah, so I extended.
I said okay. I said I was cutting very short our experience by 150, but 150 years today experience, it's extremely vast. But he corrected me. It's 300. Yeah. So
we knew right. That Romans already has absolutely
exactly. So now we are talking about 2,000 years. Also, big time in discussion is the fact that Professor Resch is originally from Aachen in northwest Germany, and Aachen was the capital of Karl the Great, and he was in the reality the promoter of balneomedicine in the spas, in the mineral waters and the hot spas of Aachen, which were developed under Roman spas. So it's a huge tradition. It's
absolutely
2,000 years and still going strong.
Yeah, yeah.
300 years in the modern form.
This is what we are talking.
Yeah, we can trust it.
When the discipline start to develop, but always at least in my experience here in Slovenia, were discovered by local people just by chance. I remember in some spas here, just even animals which drank that water become more healthier and lively. And then people start to observe, oh, what is this happening? And they it was kind of experimental research.
Yes, you know. It's the biggest experimental study ever in the humanity, because that was the whole idea before the flaming era, before the antibiotics era, how old is the flaming era? 1945, 1948. Absolutely. So in other words, that's what the modern pharmacology or pharma medicine is on the market since 1945, 48, right? So now balneology is since 2000 plus years. So again, we are not fighting pharma in any way. We believe that pharma medicine, it's the life-saving medicine what we have today. But we have also a supplementary thing which our veterans will be very happy to find about. So I think, Marco, we conclude for today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your participation. Thank you for everybody listening. This was dedicated for the wellness and health and health of our veterans. We appreciate your sacrifice to the nation, your service to the nation, and I will try to, from now on, to always to close my episodes with, let's not forget, it's America first, now and forever. Thank you, and have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.